This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, it's still an extension of the bean rally. Beans are up 12 right now. Corn is kind of stagnated, unchanged. Wheat's down a penny. But the beans have extended their rally. It started about 5 days ago when the market tested the lows after the government Watson report. And since then, the market's rallied about 35 cents. I think that indicates that they've still got some issues in northern Brazil. Whether sometimes it's too much rain or it's too dry, they're still bringing the crop estimates down there as well. You've got a huge open interest in the grain complex. The corn alone has over 200,000 shorts. And people think it's going to go down. If we get a bullish spark in there, there'll be a big short covering off of that. So that's another thing to keep in mind. The wheat market has been supported by, there's some lower wheat production called for in Europe. And also the Watson report showed the wheat acres down a couple million acres from last year. So that's positive for the wheat.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions, and be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. March corn up 0.75 cents at 4.46 1/2. March soybeans up 15 1/4 at 12.39 1/2. Soybean meal up 5.30 at 3.61 10. March soybean oil up a nickel at 48.21. On the Merck, February live cattle up 87 cents at 174.65. March feeders up 2.37 at 2.33.65. February lean hogs up 237 at 73.30. Pork cutout up 180 at 87.40. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.